And Greeks, before Calvin, Alexander, Luther, before let there be, before history, to the last century, before the death on the tree, before the fall of man, was a picture of me, nailed to his heart, right before the last three words he would speak, it is finished. Can you believe? I'm losing my religion. Thank God. Helping you lose yours is my job.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord. Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
That nobody be able to hear me unless they have a good mic. Amen. But this is one of my good songs. This is one of those old Lee Williams. Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. How many of y'all have had some trouble?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Y'all know that Jesus will fix it. Whatever your problem is, whatever your trouble is, he'll fix it. May not fix it when you want it, but the song say he'll fix it after a while.
Cry sometime. So much trouble, I have to cry sometime. I lay it awake at night, but that's alright. I know Jesus after a while. Trouble in my way, I have to moan sometime. So much trouble, I have to moan sometime. I lay awake at night, but that's all right. I know Jesus after a while. Trouble in my way, I have to cry sometime. So much trouble, I have to cry sometime. I lay awake at night, but that's all right. I know Jesus after a while. Let me say that. Trouble in my way, I have to moan sometime. So much trouble, I have to moan sometimes. I lay awake at night. Hold it right there. I lay awake at night. Sometimes I can't sleep. I lay awake at night. I don't care what type of sedative I've taken. I lay awake at night. I lay awake at night. Sometimes there's a reason why we lay awake at night. It might be that son who has gotten himself in some trouble. It might be that daughter who has gotten herself in some trouble. So we lay awake at night. Can't get no
night. We lay awake at night. Lay awake at night. Lay awake at night. Can't get no sleep. Can't get no rest. Lay awake at night. But that's all fine. Cry sometime. Have you ever cried? Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometime. I lay awake at night. But that's all right. Amen. It's amazing. I'm going to try to use this podium mic until I pick this one up. I don't know how much.
Can't fix it. The vice president can't fix it. Mama can't fix it. Daddy can't fix it. Auntie can't fix it. Auntie can't fix it. Our uncle can't fix it. Sometime the preacher can't fix it. But I know Jesus. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. After a while. Amen. Almost in line. Praise God. What I want to talk about, amen. If you have your Bible, I'm going to go to the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah. She gave me one right here. Yeah, right. I want to make sure that I hear some echo. I don't think it's on here. Grab that. All right. Here. It's not on. It's not on. Here you go. Praise God.
Thank you, sir.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 50. 49, excuse me, I'm sorry, 49. Go back. Read Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, and then go start at verse 47, 48, and read on through 49 and 50. Praise God, because Isaiah here tells us something. Isaiah chapter 49, beginning at verse 13. I'm going to read from the King James rendition. Listen at what this prophet writes. He says, "Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Hey,
you're not forsaken.
And
you definitely will not be forgotten. He goes on to ask a question. He says, can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste, thy destroyers, and they that made thee waste shall go forth of thee. Lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee. As I live, saith the Lord, thou shalt surely close thee with them all, and with an anointment, and bind them, and with an ornament, and bind them on thee, as does a bride, as a bride does. You may have a seat. I want to talk this morning about never forsaken. I'm pulling this from that verse 14. Never forsaken or forgotten. Never forsaken or forgotten. I asked earlier to see the hands of everybody who was a registered voter. I asked that this morning. I couldn't see the choir behind me. But let me ask now that I have no choir behind me. Let me see the hands of every born-again believer in Christ Jesus. Praise God, that's in the house. Thank you, thank you. Then this message for you is that you will never be forsaken, nor will you ever be forgotten. Praise God, by your God.
Thank you, Lord.
You see, at the time of our text, I need not tell you, praise God, Israel had been severely punished by the Lord for her sins and for her idolatry. Yeah, her cities have been ramshack, and her sons and daughters have been carried off into captivity in Babylon. In this chapter, praise God, God promises to restore them. He made a promise to restore them, and he said, now what I want you to do, I want you to shout for joy. Praise God, because you have something to shout about. Praise God, but there was some that were still in Zion who felt that God had forsaken them and that God had forgotten about them. You see, they were looking at it, praise God, just on the periphery. What they saw that their nation had been destroyed, their capital lay waste and in ruin, and their precious temple had been utterly destroyed. So they looked at it from the periphery and said that God has forgotten about us. He has in fact forsaken us. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, praise God, sometimes we feel the same way. Oh, I ought to ask this question. Take my glasses off. Sister Lee, I got to take these glasses off. Praise God. How many folks in here today, praise God, sometimes have felt that God had forsaken them, that God had forgotten about them? Oh man, I should have saw more than just 10 hands.
That's right, you got mine.
Praise God. I need to raise up my two hands and all feet. Yeah. Praise God, because there are some times when we feel as though God has forgotten about us.
Use him, Holy Spirit.
And I'm here to tell you today.
Use him, Lord.
Oh yeah, he hadn't forgotten about you. I don't care what it is you're going through.
Yeah.
Praise God. He hadn't forgotten about you. Praise God. He loves you. He cares about you.
Yeah.
Praise God. And in this text today, this text, he gives us what I call four proofs, if you will, of his devotion to you.
Yes, sir.
Turn to your neighbor. Boy, this is where you got to get personal. Say, he is. I got some proof of his devotion to me.
Yeah, yeah, Pastor.
Amen. So if everybody point to themselves, I believe we're gonna cover everybody.
Yeah, me.
Praise God. He has given me some proof. Praise God that he cares about me.
Yeah.
And the first proof that he gives in here that we could find in this text is that we see God's, put it on the marquee, we see his immutability. In other words, we see that we have a God who what? Never changes.
Never changes, my God.
His love for you,
yeah, love.
Praise God, and his love for me,
yeah,
will never change.
Yeah.
Praise God, it's immutable. It is a love that will never change. I don't care what you do. I don't care. I don't care how many banks you rob.
Yeah.
His love for you,
yeah,
will never change.
My God, that's good, Pastor.
Now your love for him might change.
Yes.
But his love for you,
Lord,
will never change.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's immutable. God's love for us will never change. If you're looking at 15th verse, he asks a question. Praise God. He said, when Zion said that it appears that you have forsaken us, it appears that you have forgotten about us. Look the question that he asks. He says, can a woman forget her sucking child? Then she should not have compassion on the son of her womb. And he say, yes, they may forget.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise God. But he said, I will never.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, yeah, I can Lord. Think of, as I think about that, praise God. How many of y'all know that the love that a mother has for her child is something that you just can't sever that. Praise God. But let
Amen.
Me tell you something. I have seen, I have witnessed,
yeah,
I have seen some cases where mothers,
uh-huh,
praise God, the love that they have for their children have been cut off. I've seen mothers who would put their children out on the street to steal for them.
Yeah.
I have seen mothers who will put their young girls out to prostitute for them.
Yeah.
I have seen mothers, praise God. I'm gonna jaw some of y'all memory. See, I got that good long-term memory, and I thank God for that. Praise God. About 42 years ago, praise God, do y'all remember a girl by the name of Susan Smith? Boy, everybody shaking their head. They saying, Lord. They say, Pastor, you going back too far for us. Amen. And do y'all remember Susan Smith? Praise God. Let me refresh your memory. Praise God. It was a young Caucasian girl that had three children. And she took her children because her husband and herself were going through some problems. Praise God. And she had gotten into an affair with another man. And praise God, and she took her three children. Oh, come on, y'all remember? I'm going to bring it back. You can go back, Google it, praise God. And took the car with the children and drove them off into the ocean. And then had the audacity to go back and lie and say that some black man did it. Had abducted her children. Until after they had found. So when he asked the question, can a mother?
Yeah.
And we know the love that a mother has for a child.
Yes, Lord.
And he said, can a mother love for a child? Can it be broken?
Yeah.
He said, yes, it can.
Yeah.
However, comma.
Yes, sir.
Praise God, the love that I have for you.
Never. It
will never be severed. Praise God. See, God's love is amazing. Reason why I say love is so amazing, because he loved us first. Oh yeah, he loved us. He loved us first. We sit down and talk about how much we love him, but let me tell you something. He loved us first. And you want to know something else about that love? Praise God. He loved us when we were in a condition to be unlovable. Can I give you a scripture on that?
Come on,
Pastor. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. This is what Paul writes. He said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, praise God, has quickened. That word quicken just means makes alive. He has quickened us together with Christ.
Yeah.
And he goes on to say, by grace are we saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise God. So he loves us. And let me tell you something. That love is a love that is immutable. In other words, it will never change, regardless of what you do. Praise God. That love will never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever, ever change. You see, God's love us so much that he gave his son to save us. A marquee scripture that everybody ought to have committed to their memory. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God commended his love towards us.
Yeah.
In that while we were what?
Yeah.
Yet saved.
My God.
Did it say that?
No, sir.
No, it said that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we find that his love, praise God, is a love that is unchangeable. It is immutable. He loves us. I tell y'all, every time we finish church, tell somebody that you love them and that there's nothing that they can do about it. Can I say this to you this morning? God loves you, and there is nothing that you can do about it. He love you. And that love will never, ever, 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 never change.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
But the second thing that we can pull from this text is God's incarnation. Amen. Because if you look at verse 16, the A clause, look what it says. He says, behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand.
Yeah.
Now, how many of y'all know that God, praise God, the Spirit, he doesn't have any hands?
My God.
Come on, y'all.
Yes.
He doesn't have any hands to engrave our names on.
Yes.
But guess what? This is God's incarnation. When he says that he has engraven thee in our hands, that's only, in his hand is only a figure of speech.
Yes, sir.
so that we can get a good interpretation, praise God, of God's characteristics towards a human. And it says that when a human feature is used to describe God's characteristic, it is our attempt, praise God, to describe God in ways that we can comprehend. Now let me take it to you. Let me take you where the rubber meets the road. Because God couldn't engrave us in his hands because he is a spirit. Praise God. But guess what? He was incarnated. Oh, Lord, I'm going to help somebody this morning. Man. He was incarnated in a man by the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Jesus took on God's human, his godly form in a bodily form. Amen. In other words, and he literally had hands.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. Come with me.
Yeah.
He literally had hands.
Yes.
If you don't believe he had some hands, go back and read the 20th chapter of the book of John. Oh, y'all know where I'm going. Praise God. Jesus had gotten up from the grave.
Yeah.
Praise God. He had met with his disciples. And at that first meeting, brother by the name of Thomas,
uh-huh.
He wasn't there.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Y'all remember that story?
That's right, Pastor.
He wasn't there.
Yeah.
But turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
8 days later.
8 days later.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
8 days later.
8 days later.
Jesus showed up again. Praise God. And this time, Thomas was with them.
Yeah.
And look what Jesus tell old doubting Thomas. He says, Thomas, I'm going to paraphrase it. Come on up here. Here are my hands. Because Thomas has said, I won't believe unless I see the nail prints in his hand. I won't believe unless I see the spear prints in his side.
Yeah.
Now you got to realize that Jesus wasn't there when Thomas said that.
Right.
Praise God, but because he is omniscient.
Yes, sir, that's what he knows.
When he 8 days later,
yeah.
When he showed up,
yeah.
He said, now Thomas, here are my hands.
Yes,
put your finger in the prints.
Yeah.
Here's my side.
Yes, sir.
Put your finger
in
my side.
Yeah.
And the only thing the scripture says that Thomas could do was say, my Lord and my God. In other words, his relationship with this God now was made much stronger. Praise God, because he could now see, praise God, the nail prints in his hand. Now let me tie it back to the scripture. The scripture said that God said, I would engrave your names in the palm. And when you engrave something into anything, means that it's going to be there for a while.
Go be there.
Praise God. Jesus Christ has engraved each of us.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Praise God,
uh-huh.
In his hands.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Amen. You think I don't know what I'm talking about, praise God. I can give you a scripture, praise God, where he says that whoever I put in my hand, praise God, the devil in hell cannot pluck him out. And praise God, and thank God for his incarnation. Because of his incarnation, praise God, we have a great relationship with who this Jesus, who this God is that we serve.
Yeah.
And we know, praise God, that he loves us.
Uh-huh.
We know, praise God, that we have a personal relationship with him.
Yeah.
Praise God. How many of y'all got a personal relationship with him? See, my relationship is so personal with him.
Yeah.
When I got up this morning,
uh-huh.
Praise God, the first person that I had to talk to,
yeah.
Praise God, was my God.
Yeah.
I talked to my God before I even speak to my wife in the morning.
Yeah.
Praise God. So he is so personal to me
Yes, sir.
That I have to talk with him.
Yes.